Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to your diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. So, just listen to the diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women's wins, they get tense and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's on the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rockin' with your boy Jay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage to them dudes. On that spiritual tip for Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just be them good news. Yeah, Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Deep and Mary Kay. Blog Talk Radio turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why not? Let's play.
Let's play. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's Woman's the Woman Wednesday. And right now, I got to give a shout out to all my queens that's tuning in live from your phone, tuning in live online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Welcome to the show, ladies. Tonight, I got some treats for y'all. I got April LaJoy from the Woman's Collection. We're going to be chopping it up with her, talking about the Woman's Collection. And we got the hot topic, Love Me When I'm Leaving and Lose Me When I'm Gone. So y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to be chopping it up about this Woman's Collection. I'm going to get the CEO, Able to Joy, live on the line in a few, but I really, really like this collection. I really, really like the unique pieces that she has. If y'all want to check her out, you can actually friend her on Facebook. It's April LaJoy. That's LAJOY, April LaJoy. She is definitely a queen. I actually was introduced to her by actually on Twitter, and I took the time to check out her she got Grown Woman's Diary, and she's definitely a writer. It's definitely food for the soul. You always want to get your ride on, and she's going to break that down to us a little bit later on to the show. I got Future Guru 100 rocking a switchboard for me, so, you know, big shout out to Future Guru 100 for always holding it down, man. Always holding the queens down. Ain't nothing like a good man to hold a queen down, man. I know we got some Alicia Keys in there. Guru, can we get some Alicia Keys? Can we get a Woman's Worth up in here? Because this is definitely a Woman's Worth show, man.
All right, we got that coming right up, and we also got 313 and 216. I see y'all on the line with your hands up. But let's get into the song right now, then we're going to come right back with April LaJoy.
Thank you.
Radio ENT. That was Alicia Keys with A Woman's Worth. And a woman know her worth when she's a grown woman. Not just being grown, but how about being a grown woman on a diary situation, being a grown woman on your jewelry situation. We got April LaJoy here. Girl, let's go ahead and pull the queen on the line so she can help us step our game up to that grown woman status and give that woman a round of applause. Because it's only right.
Hello.
Hey, love, queen, queen, welcome, welcome to the show. Give me 1 second. Bye, queens, love y'all. But, yes, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. We got
Thank
Able
you.
To Joy live in the building with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes. Yes, she made her second appearance on Diva Spot. So you got the Grown Woman's Collection. So first of all, tell me how I can get to see that grown woman status stuff that you got over there. I know how to get there, but there's some queens that just, they need it right now. They need to know where to go.
Absolutely. Well, right now I'm working primarily off of Facebook. So if you just go to Facebook.com/Grown Woman Collection, that's GrownWomanCollection. Mm-hmm. That's where you can see, if you, what you want to do is click on like. Once you do that, you'll be able to comment on the pieces, and I will just ask that you comment on the pieces, and I'll send you a message as far as pricing and all of that, and then we can work out shipping and things like that, so.
Well, that definitely sounds like a plan. I got my co-host live in the building. As a matter of fact, we got Y.B. here. Y.B., what's going on? Y.B., can you hear me? All right, Genius is here. Hey, King.
What's good? What's good? Shout out to all my queens and all my kings. You know, what's going on, Diva? Shout out to Future Guru, Y.B., and especially to the queen that's on the show.
Miss April LaJoy is live on the show with us. We are so excited.
Glad to meet you.
So I'm definitely loving the pieces. And, again, if you want to look at the pieces that she got, you can just go on Facebook. That's facebook.com/grownwomanscollection. Is that correct?
Right, Grown Woman Collection. No,
Grown Woman's Collection. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got the Grown Woman's Diary, which is a beautiful, your blog, a beautiful read, great read, very inspirational read. How did Grown Woman's Collection come about?
Well, you know, it started with the diary. You know, as you know my story, Diva. You know, with how I recently, well, about a year ago, my divorce became final. And through that process, I was basically learning how to become a grown woman. You know, even though I had been married for 10 years, I had children, and, you know, I was just coming into my own. And so I began writing, keeping a journal, and it developed into this blog. And as it became inspirational to other women, I just figure, hey, you know what, I just need to keep this moving. I want to be an inspiration to women in every avenue. So the Grown Woman is kind of my brand, you know, and so I decided to branch off into the jewelry. So my motto now is I'm dedicated to your beauty inside and out. So we got the diary handling the inside, and we have the Grown Woman collection to make you feel beautiful on the outside.
Oh, that's very, very smart. And it's so great that you see queens, you know, coming together and reaching out to one another, not just taking care of just the outside all the time, but taking care of the inside. And you do have a makeup as far as how your emotions come out. And I think that emotions that come out through you, it shows your personality, it shows your character, your class, how you pick your jewelry, how you pick your clothes, how you wear yourself, and your emotion shows what type of position that you are in right now through your jewelry, through your clothes, through your hairstyle, through everything. So I think that was a brilliant idea. I'm very, very proud of you, Queen, that you have a message and meat and potatoes behind what you're doing. It's just not, yeah, we all in, we definitely start our business to have a profit, but you want to give more than just, gain more than just the money piece. And that's
absolutely
great for me.
Absolutely.
I definitely like that. Go ahead, Quinn, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, you know, as women, we already have issues with ourselves and our insecurities and things like that. And it's number one, it's good to have somebody who you can talk to or communicate with who's going through the same issues that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that inside thing together, I mean, look, once you get the inside together, then you'll begin to feel beautiful on the outside. You know, but sometimes we need that extra thing, you know. I told somebody the other day, you know, men, they like to see that we look nice and everything, but women, we kind of really do these things for ourselves because they really don't pay that much attention to detail like we do sometimes. So it's really good to first, like I said, work on the inside, get those issues, you know, straightened out, and then begin to feel beautiful on the outside. And what better way than to have some Grown Woman jewelry to make you feel beautiful?
Yeah, why not get that Grown Woman jewelry to go with that black skirt and that white blouse? It's just something about a black skirt, black pencil skirt, white blouse with very elegant jewelry on, very classy jewelry on. And looking at the pieces that you have, they still diva. It really doesn't take from, you know, me being a diva, I like white, like this pink butterfly that you have. This is very, very pretty. Is that a pendant?
Actually, that is a ring, and so that's one of the fun pieces, you know. So it's like a combination of work meets play, you know. You want to have fun in the workplace. You have your more sophisticated pieces, and then you have your party pieces, you know. I want to be grown. I want to go out and have fun, you know. And just, you sometimes you just want to feel young, you know. I'm getting older, so sometimes you want to feel young and, you know, wear a couple of
You don't get older, you just get more refined.
That's right. That's right.
You're definitely right about that. We get more refined. I like that. There is a grown in sexy piece in here that I've seen. They're like chandelier earrings, and they're multicolored. There's a close-up on it. Very, very beautiful. It has the plum in it, you know, the reflection of it. It's a plum solid color, but I like how it has all the different colors. And for those who are just tuning in, and if you want to see the collection, we got Miss April LaJoy live on the line with us. We're talking about the Grown Woman's Jewelry Collection. If you want to see all these beautiful, beautiful jewelry pieces, you want to go to April, could you put that out for me again? Because I really don't want to chop it up.
That's okay. It's facebook.com/grownwomancollection. And by the way, you know, this is just a start. I'm actually in the developing process on working on my actual website. So pretty soon, hopefully within the month, I should have the actual site up where you can go on pick what you want and just order right from there. But in the meantime, it's just Grown Woman Collection. And if you have problems getting there, you can actually go to my Facebook, which is facebook.com/April LaJoy, and that's April like the month, LAJOY. And if you go there and friend me, send me a nice little note and say, hey, you know, I want the jewelry, I'll send you a link to that so you can see the jewelry that way.
It's very beautiful, and I see this purple necklace that you have here with the, you know, kind of like a flowerish-looking piece to it, but purple are royalty colors. Purple are royalty colors, and purple and gold, they will make you feel, I mean, just purple alone is just a powerful color, whether a man or a woman wearing, but we're talking about the Grown Woman's Collection. Putting on purple is royalty colors, so my queens, you want to take your position, not only take your position, wear your colors. Wear your colors.
Absolutely.
To the Grown Woman Collection. Absolutely.
And that's, if you notice, that's a part of my logo. You know, my colors are actually eggplant, which is like a deep purple, and silver or platinum. So, you know, I try to keep it Grown Woman, but absolutely purple is the color of royalty. So,
no, it's very, very beautiful. I'm definitely loving. I'm really feeling the message, y'all, in what you were saying, taking care of yourself on the inside so you can express your beauty on the outside. A lot of times we be so in a rush as women. We rush. We rush and fuss. But we forget. This is, we're all guilty of it. We rush and fuss. But in order for you to be able to shine on the outside, you got to let the Lord in on the inside. You got to work on that spiritual. The spirit, if your spirit is toe up, you're going to be toe up. If you got a 99-cent spirit today, it's going to show on your 99-cent face. Bottom line. I mean, not to be funny, you know, because, you know, I run into people, even with on my job, you know, they just got a 99-cent attitude, a 99-cent spirit, and it shows. It shows we all see a 99-cent spirit. So, you know, people, we want to start getting more aware with the spiritual aspect of things, letting God do his thing, you not being Jesus Jr. Women, stop trying to be Jesus Jr. Diva Mary Kay, stop trying to be Jesus Jr. Because, you know, in a minute, I think I can leap 100 bounds and save the whole world. I'm splitting seeds and everything. But then when things go wrong, who I call on but the Lord. It's
so important.
And even with cleaning the spirit, sleep. We got to get sleep. I read the word today, and it was talking about refreshing your spirit, refreshing yourself. Because, again, we rush and fuss. But if we're not getting that 4 hours of sleep, I didn't know between the hours of 9 and 12 that the body is rejuvenating itself. It's building up, your immune system is building up, you know, all that good things in the inside of you. But if you're going to sleep around like 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night, snacking, and then wake up in the morning and have a BF because your jeans don't fit or your belly hanging over, come on. And you know, that's just real talk. Now, you can get you some Grown Woman's Collection jewelry. It's going to help, but it's not going to do anything about that dust rolling over. She ain't got nothing just yet, but I'm pretty sure Ms. LaJoy is going to come out with something that can help you out, girl, because she's definitely a hustler. Now, you are in the Michigan area. What part of the Michigan area are you in?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Detroit, but I now live on the outskirts. Had to take it out.
I know.
My kids can get a good education. So I live in the Novi area, and but it doesn't matter because I do deliver. So if you are in the Detroit metro area, I do deliver if need be. But like I said, I also ship. It only takes a few days to get to you, no matter where you are. So
great.
Definitely.
And how fun. I know that you do host events for the collection. That's why it's called the Grown Woman's Collection. It's always great to have parties, the jewelry
parties.
How fun are those parties? I know you just have a blast of fun with these parties.
Oh, my goodness. It is so fun to just come together, you know, as women, just to sit and talk and chill. We have a sip of wine, you know, have some food there. Last party we had, I had a young lady to bring. She also does a business with food. So she brought in, you know, samples of her items, and we just had a great time just doing business, you know, and just lifting each other up. And we just sat there and talked and enjoyed each other's company. No drama, you know, contrary to what some people may think about black women. There was no drama, just beautiful women there, you know, enjoying each other's company. So it was great. I love to host parties. Actually, if you're in the Detroit metro area, I will host a party for you. So if you're a fan of the collection, I can host a party for you. Definitely get you in a piece of the business. And, you know, we have some nice incentives for that.
I know there are hostess rewards and hostess incentives for hosting a party. So, you know, say I'm in the area and I decided to host a party, you know, what type of incentives will I get for hosting the party for Grown Woman Collection?
Well, for hosting a party for the Grown Woman Collection, definitely the way that it's set up is either you'll get jewelry or you'll get profits or you'll get both. So it really depends on you and your turnout, you know, and I'll definitely be glad to go over the details with whomever would like to host a party. But yeah, we definitely have some wonderful incentives if you decide to do that.
That definitely sounds like a win-win situation. I can either get me some jewelry or I can get some cash in my pocket. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Exactly.
I'm excited about it. I mean, it's just a win-win. All women love jewelry. All women love money. So, you know, you can't lose for that. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live with Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Women's to Women's Wednesday. We got April LaJoy live on the live with us. We're going to have her for a few more minutes. She is a busy woman, and she is about her business. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into this showstopper joint right here because Ms. LaJoy is definitely a showstopper.
From misery, redeemable coupon. Knowing me will get you all them little perks. So you need to double back, throw that auto in reverse. It's pure beauty, can finally put a face to it. So never stop, shorty girl, leak, break fluid. The night pedicures, walking on better floors. Feeding in your ass, Don, Jimmy Choo, better store. I've been around the globe, my English is rusty. Trust me, you can hear that ocean when you touch me. I know you do for self, you ain't getting stepped on or overlooked. Pardon me, forgive me. My name's Sean. Let's go.
Show stopping at the letter. The red shining with the open. Hydraulics make our heads go fly. Hair blowing in the breeze. So we superstar. Put in the keys, make that engine. Three in the back, one in the passenger. So quickly, cause we look best fly. All the boys trying to taste. Don't do. The boys there. We smile back.
dream with them candlesticks exposed. Louis V. Snakes, match the Louis V. Seat. See a swag like no other. Hold the mothers, can't compete. Independent in the streets, trickle VVS beats. Milk in your mouth like M&M's compete. She do whatever she wanna do. Money out the yin yang. On the dollar and the change. In the Rover switching lanes. I'ma take her under my wings. I'ma speak the pain. She say she got paper cuts from counting all this change. Gotta meet the parents.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Woman to Woman Wednesdays, and shout out to all my queens that's tuned in live right now. I do apologize for not having the chat room open. My bad, I am a superwoman, but sometimes my cape get caught too. So bear with me. We got April LaJoy live in the building with us with the Grown Woman's Collection. April, you got the Grown Woman's Diary. It's such a beautiful piece in what you do on this Grown Woman's Diary with your blog. Tell us a little bit about that. And also put your blog out there so the women can go. And it's great because I commented back to her after reading her blog. And, like, she hit me not really back ASAP, but when she did hit me back, it was like a beautiful connection.
You know what, as I mentioned, the GrownWomansDiaries.com started last year, you know, after my whole situation. And it really helped my healing process. So what mm-hmm. I decided to do was to put it out there for other women, because I figured, I don't know if it was just something in me, you know, just like you said, we had that connection. It must have been a spiritual thing to kind of encourage me to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And it became healing for other women. So as it began to grow and as I began to get the positive feedback from it, I just decided to keep it going. And so whenever I feel, you know, that there's something that I'm dealing with, you know, I put it out there. And this diary is definitely personal to me. It's grownwomansdiary.com, www.grownwomansdiary.com, and that is WOMANS for that one. And I just enjoy putting my heart out there because I think that it's not enough that we, as black women especially, we rarely are where people – you know, like know our insides. We rarely put ourselves out there. We are rarely mm-hmm. transparent. You know, we're not transparent enough. And I think that is what drew, you know, my readers to this blog. But if you go on there, I just encourage you to click on the welcome link to kind of start, you know, to get an idea where I was coming from. And then go to the archives starting at March of 2010. Just that first one, just so you can get a general idea about why I do what I do, and then you can just read whatever you want to read from there. And, again, I have another website that's going to be coming up. I don't want to name it just yet, but if you go to grownwomansdiary.com and you sign up, go ahead and subscribe, get on my email list, then I'll keep you abreast of what's going on.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. I think it's so beautiful, and I think if a lot of women now, instead of us lashing out, having these emotional outbursts, these anger outbursts, taking it out on our kids, our family, our men, writing is definitely a good way to relieve a lot of tension and a lot of stress. You're never too old to have a diary. That's why I love the whole grown woman's diary of the situation. I just like how that sound. And, you know, what you're going through, you know, you got your divorce and you was moving on to new things, new life, new loves, new career, new relationships, new everything. You was able to write through it rather than cut up and act a fool because, like you said, contrary to what they think of black women, they think that we're very hostile, loud, we're bullies. I mean, to a certain degree, yes, I do not disagree, but, you know, it's a way that we can handle breakups. It's always exactly. A way. We don't have to be dramified and pulling the kids into it, sounding drama, going back and forth to court, whatever you feel in, and a lot of times we want to you know, a black woman is known for saying, I cut you, I shoot you. We will.
Mm-hmm.
We mean it when we say it. You know, I'm not going to tell you I cut you and I cut you deep if I wasn't already thought about it, meditated on it, and planned out where I'm going to cut you at. It's already in plan. Medea keep her gun in her bag. That's real talk right there. But I would encourage more. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the sad thing about that, though, is that is so true, but we don't think about the fact that karma is real. You know what I mean? You know, what goes around definitely comes around if it's not already done to you. You know what I mean? So, you know, as women, we have to learn how to really think, use our brains, use our minds, and use the intelligence that God gave us to really think about a situation. And what I've learned to do, and you'll see this in my diary, each post that I put is a lesson. You know, it's a lesson that I learned, and it challenges you to think about the lesson for yourself. So I think that whatever we're going through, if you just go through it and learn the lesson from it and move on, instead of trying to retaliate, you know, and put more negative energy out there, then we'll be in a much better place.
You ain't never lied about that. You hit it right on the nail. And that brings us to the hot topic that we're talking about tonight. Tonight on Diva Spot Radio is Love Me When I'm Leaving and Lose Me When I'm Gone. We definitely are this hot topic. And big shout out to Sherelle. She definitely, I text my divas. I love communicating with my divas and my queens because I know we are busy, but I love getting feedback of the things that you want to talk about on the show. So this is a big shout out to Sherelle. She sent me this, and, you know, I decided to name it Love Me When I'm Leaving and Lose Me When I'm Gone. A lot of us have had situations or in relationships and, you know, where you complaining with your spouse, you complaining with your man, oh, this is now, you don't do this, and blah, 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 and you hurt me, and this is, I'm leaving. And then when you really put your foot down, you out the door, you leave, and you fed up, now he want to do what he's supposed to do. Now he want to be romantic. Now he want to put effort and forth, going to school, going to work. Now he want to pay you some mind. Now he want to sit down and talk. And then you right back where you started at. But then when you gone, you gone. It's either you're going to move on or you're going to get right back on that roller coaster. Because if I was with somebody and he's a good man and I know I wasn't putting 110 to 200% and what I need to do, and I see him, you know, women, we call it slipping away. He's slipping away. He changed. His pattern changed. We don't hold each other at night, or, you know, when I call him, we don't text. He changes, so I know most likely his eyes and mine is somewhere else. So now I got to get on my bike and do what I got to do. But, you know, what's the point of going all of that way? Like, if they wasn't doing what they were supposed to have been doing from the jump, and now you got your suitcase, and, like, Ashanti, what's the song? My days are cold without you. She turned around in the video, she went back. So I want y'all to call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your comments on this situation. Queen April, give me your comments on the Love Me When I'm Leaving and Lose Me When I'm Going.
You know what? That is kind of like the, I don't know if that is the motto of black relationships. I don't know what it is, but I know that in my previous one, thank God for my good man I got right now. But but my previous relationship or marriage,
it was like your new man make you appreciate stuff. I swear, your old ex make you appreciate your new man. I'm telling you, your ex make you appreciate your good man. What?
I'm telling you.
Thank
it's
you,
such
Lord.
A difference. But you know what? That all goes into what I was saying before about learning what I needed to learn in my old relationship so that I can, you know, be better in my new relationship. because you know, it's not always on the man. It's not always, you know, there are all these horrible people. Just like you said, you knew what you were getting into, you know, to begin with, but you decided to stay. And then when you left, you know, you decided to come back. I was that girl too, complain about what was going on in the relationship, you know, got my heart broken and still went back, you know. And so we kind of, like, if that's pretty much what I asked for, you know, when I went back. It's like, okay, I accept this. This is what I'm accepting in my life. So that's why I went back. And so when we do that, when we go back, we are basically accepting the things that we hate. So I finally got smart and said, wait a minute, you know, this is not going to change. You know, as much as I want to change him, it's not possible. It's not going to happen. So I might as well either change myself or change the situation. So once I started to work on myself, I realized that in that relationship, I was becoming a different woman. I was becoming the woman who I didn't want to become. I became the insecure woman. I became the woman who wanted to check emails and, you know, cut girls out for trying to talk to. No, that's not who I am. That's not who I started off as.
We call that a secret girl. You turn into private eye diva.
Exactly.
I know chicks that will stalk the Facebook page, stalk his Facebook, stalk his Twitter, stalk his mama. How you stalk your mama? Stalk the mama, know when the mama go to work. Oh, you went at your mother's house. Your mother was at work today. I said, what? That is crazy. And you, what you said, you know, I had to get smart within myself. A mate, and I don't want to just put it on men. A man or a woman is only going to do to you what you allow them to do to you.
Exactly.
And that's just point blank, period, at the end of the day. You accepted that. Like, now all of a sudden you leave and all of a sudden they got their stuff together. How do you get your stuff together in 24 hours? I ain't going to sleep last night because I was that damn mad that you pissed me off. And I said, you know what, in the morning I'm going. I already have my stuff packed. I done packed all my front laces up. I got my diva pumps. Everything is gone. I have been planning this for months. I paid the bills about a month too late. I'm here hitting up people up style. But now when he gets to the door and now he's like, baby, you know I love you. He's going to say or she's going to say all the things that you always wanted to hear. And what happens? You fall victim. This person is not going to change within that 15 minutes. It's so funny, because with my ex, he watched me pack my stuff. I know I wasn't packing myself. I was packing his stuff. I was packing his stuff. You know, it's like, he can go. And I was like, you know, I can't do this anymore. You know, I've been nice enough. You know, I know you living with me or whatever the case may be. I'm giving you 30 days to get yourself together and get on. The 30th day, I'm talking about the 30th, he was trying to do all he can throughout that month to get me back on track to where we were supposedly at. But he was trying to get me back on track. And the 30th day when it was time for him to go, he said, I don't want to leave. What am I going to do without you? You know me. You are me and I am you. Got me. He came and turned into a poet and everything. What the hell was that? I was like, oh my God, well, why you don't act like this? Why you going to do this? And oh, I started whining and cooing. And he knew this was my opportunity to go ahead and slip in. Got me all like, hey. That person is not going to change, y'all. And I think that's how we get all caught up. We think that person going to change. And if you got a man in your life, and if you met him, and this with women, I don't know why women we do this. Like, we picking up strays of cats from the streets. These ain't they men. Let them be a man. We can enable them. We can enable them by trying to do everything from you. Not his mama. You know, his job is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. But that comes with experience from learning that. I've come to realize that. But the person is not going to change. It's either you're going to love them for who they are and who they're never going to be. Frankly, period.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to either love me for who I am or who I'm never going to be. I'm never going to be Holly Berry. I'm never going to be Vivica Fox. I'm Diva Mary Kay. I'm an original. So you need to love me for me. But at the end of the day, we get all caught up and then the domestic violence. That's not cool, y'all. That's not cool. Domestic violence is not cool, not on a woman, not on a man, not on a kid, not in front of the kids. Because if you got to get to the point where all the B's and F's and H's and everything come out, then y'all need to be together no way, because you can't have, there's no communication level there. It's not cool. You got to get away from each other. But y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Get yourself together. If you know, point blank clarity, love me when I'm leaving, but lose me when I'm going. Sweet dreams, baby. Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live with Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and we're talking about this hot topic, love me when I'm leaving, but lose me when I'm gone. Let's talk about the whole refreshing the relationship. Over the weekend, me and my guy,
my sister, her husband, two of my coworkers and their dudes, we all got together and took the kids out to Odyssey. Odyssey is like an upgraded Chuck E. Cheese because it has laser tag, it got a killer jungle gym, and it has an arcade in it. So the adults, the kids went and played in a really big jungle gym, and the adults, we went and played laser tag, which was really, really cool. I loved the laser tag. I was crazy tired. I got a stupid, crazy rug burn on my knee with sweats on. How you get a rug burn with sweats on? Diva Mary Kay did. So diva down, diva down. I'm healing from it now. But we played laser tags. The kids got they things going. And then after that, we went back to my girlfriend's house, and we had a dinner. All the families had a dinner together. So there was a big pot of shrimp Alfredo. There was a big pot of chicken Alfredo. I made strawberry shortcakes. We had garlic bread. It was great to see the men bond and also the women bond and the kids getting along as well. It was just really, really great to see everybody getting along. And it was like, this is what we did for the weekend. So refreshing those relationships, and I mean, you know, and YGB is live in the building with us. YGB, I hear you, babe. But refreshing those relationships are so important. You don't always have to, you and your mates, just go out on a weekend. Try, you know, your home, y'all getting together and do a couples thing. You know, because we grow up so fast, and a lot of times, you know, we just in routine with each other. And big shout out to April. I see you with the smiley face in the chat room. That's cute. But I think a lot of times we just adults all the time. We don't take the time to just say, look, we can have fun. I can play with my man. I love playing with my man. I love joking with him. He crack on me, I crack on him. So I think refreshing a relationship is, let's get back to the youth things of it, like skating. We all be thinking we so old to do stuff. What you think about that?
Well, shout out to everybody on the show, Diva Mary Kay. Want to do that for one. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem.
I think individual long-term relationships have the potential to get dull. I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Especially when you're in a committed relationship and you always, you know, seeing each other, y'all share almost everything together. So it's almost like 9 times out of 10, it's actually even in books, that a long-term relationship is going to go through a period where it's almost like a dry spell. So you have to be, to have freshness in a relationship can be very, very important, and I think vital, especially when it comes to a long-term relationship, if we're talking marriage and anything plus. But what I'm finding out is even before you get to the marriage stage and you're in a 5, 6, 7-year relationship, after a couple years, it loses the flame and you lose the fire. And it's like, it's almost like to bring back that freshness and what you had at the beginning when you were all Google-eyed, when you were sitting on the phone talking at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 a.m. in the morning, like
right. Cheating
all day, just, you know, this is the best thing since McDonald's double cheeseburgers or something. You know what I'm saying?
White bread.
It's crazy. Like, you got springs, you feel youth. But then, and I think a lot of individuals, mess up their relationship when you move in with each other and you're not married. That's, you know, stuck on the Bible days or nothing like that. But to me, I think that's the quickest way to lose your freshness in your relationship. Just think about when you're in a relationship and all the fun times, all the great times that you have in, all the dates that you go on, all the long phone conversations. Notice you're not staying with each other. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't hang on my phone. You're going to go to bed, I'm going to go to bed. We're going to wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. That's fine. But when we move in with each other, it's like, it's boring. What can we do? You know what I'm saying? Outside of your, let's go to a movie. Let's go for a walk. You know, if you got kids, okay, then, you know, you gotta count the kids now. So now you, it used to be when we go to eat, it was $10. Now it's $20. You know what I'm saying?
Now when we go to the movies, we can't just get up and go to the movies. It's, damn, now we need a babysitter. So it's a lot of
what therapy. Happened to the imagination part of things? And big shout out to Apogees is live in the chat room with us. What he says, so true. We must slow down and have some real fun, like using your imagination, real fun. I mean, even with competing with each other, let's do some wall climbing. If you act old, you're going to be old. You're going to do old things. You're going to get grouchy. You're going to do grouchy things. It's about refreshing every day. Like when my boo call me on the phone, or when I call my boo on the phone, I'm like, baby, what you doing? He be like, thinking about you. And, you know, I do, like, we do, like, little cute things, like I text him or whatever the case may be. You know, he don't ever know who I'm going to be on Saturday. I might be Diva Mary Kay. You know, I might be Lachey. I might be I'm a different chick for my dude, me personally. I like to be a different woman on Saturday. You know, he's going to be with me for a long time. And it's only fair that I pretend to be somebody else for him, you know, just the fun part of it. Even women, we go out and we buy all these accessories and whatnot, and you want to start getting all your accessories from the Grown Woman collections. It's only classic. How about showing up for your man with some nice, you know, the purple piece on, or some nice chandelier earrings, some fishnets with the pumps. Play. It's all about playing. If I roll over to your crusty mouth and your crusty mouth every day, and you roll over to my crusty mouth, I mean, come on now. I'm be like, come on. And farting in the bed is not acceptable. Men, farting is not acceptable for me. I don't know what that is. I don't know why you men think it's okay. You walk past. Y'all even get to the point that y'all think it's funny, like, I farted on you, baby. That's not cool. That is such a guy thing. But do not fart in the bed. Please. Don't fart nowhere around me. Oh.
That's respectable. You have your turn on and your turn off. You know, so I can't knock that. But that's comfortable. You know, some people get almost too comfortable. Like, if you come home and, you know, no, forget if you come home. If we chilling and I go to the bathroom and you just happen to walk past the bathroom and I got the door wide open and I'm taking the number two, I think that's just too comfortable.
If we're living together, I think it's a whole different situation. I'm not going to be down there busting down the toilet, you know, with the door open. No woman has no business doing that, but any woman with a donkey ain't got no business with the bathroom door open. Leave it alone, queen. Leave it alone. You close that door and you do what you got to do from there and keep your situation tight. But it's the funny things of having fun, you know, and planning stuff and, you know, keeping your relationship fresh. Exercise your relationship. You don't want it to get fat and slow. Let's do stuff like go out. Let's go out. Let's do some rock climbing. Let's paint some stuff together. Let's build a family photo. Let's get some movies and, you know, play like it's a drive-thru. Act like you don't know me sometimes. I might be meeting you coming out in the driveway. You walking up, push up on me. I like stuff like that. Like, you know, I like to keep my game together. I'm goofy like that, so you can just imagine me and my dude. Oh, my God, we just big kids.
Yeah, okay.
Down to the money, that's what I wanted to talk about, too. Money, ladies, please be patient with your mate. Men, be patient with your mate, because money will come in between you two, and you'll forget all the good things that this person do for you.
Uh-huh.
All the loving that they give you because of the money. The money is going to come. You want to support your mate no matter what. If we in this together, especially if we live together, I'm not looking to be your living girlfriend for the next 7 years. Matter of fact, if we living together for my timeline, if we move in together a year later, we need to be talking about marriage, because that's one of the things that a lot of black women are afraid of. It's the being somebody's girlfriend forever, and then we see our girlfriends around us getting married, having babies, having a family, and we still like, oh, that's just my man, that's my boo. And for some reason, it puts some insecurities in our head, and our head starts spinning around. I don't know what that is.
You know what else that I find interesting in relationships? You know, you start off a certain way, and that's expected. I do think on the male and a female perspective, if I treat you a certain way, and vice versa, you treat me a certain way, it's going to get complicated when you decide, when you work out one day and say, you know what, I always open the door for Diva Mary Kay. I always tell her I love her. I always do all the mushy and, you know, sweet, tender shit. But you know what? Today I'm going to just be a dick. And for the rest of the life, for the rest of the time I know her, I'm going to just be hardcore. So it's just like, yo, you went from spoiling me to, yo, you got this new attitude. Where the hell did it come from? You know what I'm saying? And especially on the female aspect, if a male always treats you genuine, when he switch up, it's like, yo, hold up. You fucking somebody else?
Let's get another opinion live on the line. 253-576. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. ENT, holler at us.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show, Queen. What's going on?
What's up, Anthony? How long have you been Hello.
Hey, Mel. Welcome to the show, Mel. Holler at us.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the topic is. Like, what is that? Shut up. What is that?
No problem. The topic is love me when I'm leaving and lose me when I'm gone. You know how you get to the point you're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, look, we need to refresh this relationship. We need to repair it. We need to get back. But they don't want to act right. So when you get to the point that you're like, you know what, F it, I'm done, I'm out. You leaving and all of a sudden they want to do all the stuff that you asked them to do. Yeah, they want to get some act right.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but that seems to be a problem. Like, I don't know. But I ain't with that corny stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't going to do me right while I'm with you, then don't try to come after me when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you think, Miss Diva?
I think if I got to the point that I'm leaving, I'm gone. I went through the whole situation of, you know, getting to the point my foot is out the door, my days are cold without you, but I'm hurting while I'm with you. I was gone. I was Mary J. Blige. I was going down. I was listening to the My Life for like 2 months. I couldn't get it together, girl. I was jacked up. But if you leaving, leave and go, because you leaving that day, that person is only going to change for that moment. And just because y'all laid down and your body was connected, it does not mean anything. And big shout out to Apogee. Apogee said, I agree, an ex should stay an ex. You know, I don't want to leave on bad terms. I don't need you going on Facebook trying to kick my back in. And I don't know, what is Facebook? The
Facebook
for our relationships?
Facebook is like destruction. Like, basically,
Facebook is a breakup spot. It's an update.
Yes.
Updated news. I just broke up with my baby father. He ain't this. He got a little this, and this, and that, and he ain't this. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, that's the
and
place
this what you
to
was
get
with?
That's the place to get your business put on blast.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like if you're going to leave, be gone. And then once you get out of relationship, go ahead, Queen.
But, nah, I just feel like, I don't know, because, like, if, when you get ready to leave, like, if they're trying to, you know what I'm saying, do the right thing when you get ready to leave, it's like, okay, you go back, and everything's still going to be the same, so they feel like they got you. So, I mean, it's like, nah. If I'm leaving,
like,
I'm leaving deuces.
It's like being stagnated. It's like getting, you know, dirty gas. The gas is, I'm only going to go, so it's like getting $5 worth of gas, and I'm trying to go 5 miles. I can only go but so far on your gas. Just point blank, period.
If they're going to do right, they're going to do right. It shouldn't take for you to leave for them to have to figure out if they want to do right or not. That's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. If you're leaving, put your foot down if you're leaving. If you're going, and after you get out of a relationship, you need to take at least 90 days. I'm going to say 60, you know, the less. To leave. When you're gone, take that 60 days to realize what's going on with you. Don't go, because you're going to get lonely and you're going to get horny. That's the first two things that happen when you break up out of a relationship. First thing you do, you get lonely and then you get horny. But you need
to
control
yourself. But everybody don't accommodate sex with a relationship.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Like, I done did that. Like, I could jump out. Like, I get out of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the only thing that makes me feel better is to get something random. I mean, that's just me, though. And I don't connect the dots.
I mean, even with getting the random spots, really getting the random situation, there's never a fulfillment. Like, there's never a fulfillment thing there. I think you need to, after you get out of a relationship, start working on what you and see what you accepted and what you put out in the last relationship so you won't bring your baggage to nobody else.
Yeah, because nine times, it's not always like one person's fault. Most of the time, it's something, an issue with, you know what I'm saying? Probably both. Sometimes it could be both, and sometimes it might not. But that's why you have to, you know what I'm saying, just take time and chill and focus on yourself or whatever you might want to call it.
Yeah, you
but
definitely want to
focus
on yourself. Yep, Ms. Diva, yes. Baby, I'm fitting to jump off of here. You hit me up when you get off work. No problem. Thank you,
Kate,
for tuning in. Yeah, you definitely got to work on yourself. Otherwise, boom, you're going to be busting shots. You're going to be swinging bats, and you're going to be busting shots, man. Let's get into some music. Let's get into some Jaheim, and we're going to come back with some more powerful music and talk more on this topic. If you want to give us your 2 cents on Diva Spot Radio ENT, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard.
Yeah. Oh, no. I used to be the kind of brother that thought I would never slow down. I used to swear that I don't even care what happens, but baby, right now,
I mean that
you changed my mind.
I mean that.
And it took some time, but now I understand I can be your better man. I never had a chance to meet a lover quite like you. You revealed another part in me, girl, your love is tried and true.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never,
but I love this way.
Never
give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. That's why I say
never,
what I know the truth.
Never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never again. 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 Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. There ain't no question that I love you. I know we've had our ups and downs, but through the tears, I know there is nowhere I can say I'd rather be now. You're my shining star. Cause you got my heart and now I hold your hand. Cause you made me a stronger man. I wish that I could place the whole world in front of you, but a man is just a man, so baby, here's my vow to you, babe.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never,
but I love this way.
Never
give my heart away. Never would this play your hand, your jersey up in the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. And that's why I say
never,
had I known the truth.
Never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never. From the day you came along, I sung a brand new song. That you're a special part of me. Before I had no clue, I was lost till I found you, baby.
Hey,
but I love this way. Give my heart away, never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never, no, 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 never. No, 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 no. Hey, yeah.
Never.
Oh.
Never.
Your hand. I would never, 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 never say never again.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and we definitely getting it in. I got to give a shout-out to all my queens that's tuned in live in the show, all my kings that's tuned in live to the show. I love getting the feedback, especially when it comes to this refreshing the relationship in your current relationship and repairing yourself after a relationship. I love what... The Queen April LaJoy said in the chat room, she said, we attract who and what we actually are in the inside, which is so very true. So it's not good to jump into another hot mess as soon as we get out of one. We'll just end up repeating the cycle. Instead, we should take time to get ourselves straight before we go looking for someone else. Because we can jack up somebody else's life real quick with our own drama. With our own drama, I got my queen tuning in. Tina is going to be coming in the building with us real soon. When she get up on the call queue, she's going to press the 1 so we can open up her mic because I'm pretty – she can definitely give insight on the situation, being the queen that she is. But you guys, keeping the relationship fresh. Because even when you – if you break up with somebody and you got a kid with them and then they get a new boo – What happened, y'all? The new boo blues. I don't want my baby around him. I don't want my baby around her. I don't know her. Let's get the queen live in the building with us. Queen, is that you? 253-226, can you hear me?
Tina.
Tina, what's going on, queen? Welcome to the building.
Thank you.
Welcome, queen. Welcome to the show. Queen, we talking about love me when I'm leaving and lose me when I'm gone. It's so important in a relationship to try to refresh your relationship. It's just like, you know, we got new weed, we want to refresh it, we use mousse or whatever to make it, to keep it up to par. But after you out of a relationship, do you think, how important is it to work on yourself rather than more focusing on what your ex is doing?
Well, if you don't work on yourself, you're going to always be feeling down and running behind somebody, just making yourself more regular than what you are, because people's going to be looking at you like, what's wrong with her? And he's out having his fun while you stressing.
So
it's like not getting you nowhere. You're just downing yourself for the next man to come along and to continue using you.
Because you're still vulnerable.
Yeah.
You're still wanting for
what you lost, and then you're going to be trying to get it from whatever man's up in your face lying to you, making you feel good, and then he's going to be the next to leave. So you're going to keep repeating that cycle.
And it's always a dude at the bar. Hey, girl, can I buy you a drink? My, you fine, you bad. Yo, you the baddest up in here. He said he's talking in your face with his dry lips and that ashy breath. And they bought you. He need to buy both of y'all a drink just to come over there and talk to you. Like, wow, that's crazy. It's always, like I said, when you get out of a relationship, two things happen immediately, most likely on the 48th hour of things. 2 days later, you get lonely and you get horny. It always happens. That's the trap to get you back with the ex that you were supposed to left alone a year ago. Word is born. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Like I said, or if you fall for the next man is lying for you just so you can feel good and repeat the cycle. That's how it is.
And then you be looking like, after you do get your mind right and get some serenity and sanity with yourself, you look at the guy that you chose for the rebound like, what the hell was I thinking? I was really on some, I mean, and men do it too. They be like, you know, she was a rebound. They say it's Wendy Williams. Wendy, I don't really want to get too explicit. Diva is trying to keep the cursing down on the show. It may pop out, hey, it's Diva Spot. Listen, learn to love it and live with it, or just leave me alone. That's how I feel. But you look at the person that you was with, like, I was with you out of pity, or you try to get with, I had an ex try to get with another chick to make me jealous. But I didn't realize this. I mean, I really wasn't paying no mind to the situation, but it was like too many times you was popping up where I was at with your new chick. Like, at first.
The thing about women, they always have sex with men out of pity, or their feelings are too caught up.
Mm-hmm.
So
even with the new
hard. Then they be believing all the stuff that men tell them.
Yes. I was just about to say that. After you break up, you the new girlfriend. For all the new girlfriends that is new, and when I say it's new, you know the new smell. The new smell, and he done broke up. And if this person is kicking this person back in, for men too, if she talking about how this person is and they ain't this and they ain't that, y'all need to pay attention to this. Because kicking somebody else's... Go ahead.
And don't let these dating sites trick you, because they on there too with women just looking for another date. So you got to do your homework. You can't say, oh, I'm just going to call me a dating site and get somebody that's not cheating.
I know that's right. 505 want to get some. We're going to open up the line to 505. They want to get their 2 cents in and said, I got to drop it like it's hot here. 505, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This is New Brain.
New Brain is live in the building. You know what that deserves? That deserves a 20th century, man. What's going on, New Brain, brother? I'm glad you're here, man. Drop some jewels on us.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Woman's to Woman's Wednesday. We got this hot topic. You know, you love me when I'm leaving, but you lose me when I'm gone. It's like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're trying to refresh the situation, they ain't paying attention. So when you're gone, now they want to get right and act right, but it's over. It's done.
Yeah, it's done, but, you know, it was done before it started. It's so weird that you talk to us right now, because I was just talking to my pops on Facebook and I was scrolling down, seen you online, you talking about relationships. I'm over here working on a song called, I don't even name the song yet, but the hook is like, some females need another extension. Some females lead a double life.
Mm.
So, you know, go ahead.
So break that down to me. You said we need an extension, we need a double life. What does that mean?
Well, I said some females, not females. Like, I learned my lesson through relationships. You know, you get your females just all about the relationship, and sometimes it got messed up. But it's a lot of females out there that come into a relationship and want to keep their private lives to themselves. Don't want to share that. So, I mean, for one, you don't go into a relationship with anything private.
Yeah.
So
I can't
that's
agree.
What I'm saying. It's a double life. When a woman, she wants to be in a relationship, but she also wants to keep her privacy. That's the extension that leads to the double life.
Mm. Ooh, I like how you got real majestic double life. Living that double life.
Well, I got something to say about the double life, because I consider myself one of those.
Oh,
like,
we got one.
I'm not going to lie. When you get with a man, and if you haven't experienced everything and you want to start trying new stuff and he don't want to do it because he's too laid back, then I had to creep and go find me a friend on the side.
Oh,
extension, right?
Extension.
How does your, all right, understandable, you got this man, you know, that you with, that should, let's say this your main job, and then your friend on the side is the part-time job, because he is part-time, he's a part-time dude. But your main job is not giving you the benefits that your part-time job is. So
exactly,
you know,
and then you throw it at him, and he don't want to do it.
You should have gave him a thing he's trying to try.
What'd you say? The phone's breaking out.
Things you wanted to try before you got this guy in his eye, and he wanted to try with you before you hit the relationship, and him to
experience. Oh, wow, Nubray, you're waking up. You're breaking up really bad, Nubray. It's like fluttering.
If you can hear me, I gave him plenty of opportunity and told him I would take him to, like, lover's package with me and stuff, and he just wasn't there.
So why are you still with him if he's not there?
Well, I'm not. But like you said, love me while I'm leaving and all that. It's like I'm gone, but I still love him, and I want him back, but he's not right, but I still love him.
It's always going to be something about him that you love him. But, you know, I look at it like this. You know, even having a part-time dude, if you go holler at a part-time dude, he not going to try to give you full-time benefits at all, because his position is a part-time dude. This is my job. I come over, you know, I do that freaky stuff she like, because usually the part-time, just like a part-time chick, your sideline hoe, is always there for the freaky stuff that the mate won't do at the house. And if it's a sexual thing, and you have said to him, like, look, you know, I want to do this thing, so I need you to be a little bit more exotic with me, play with me, get, you know, show me a little more attention, be a little bit more rough with me. I said, now, my man, sometimes I just like it when you grab me, like, you know, throw me around a little bit. Sometimes, like, shut up. Lay your ass down. I don't say nothing. I'm like, okay. I want to be submissive in a certain way, but if they won't do that, what I recommend is not for you to have a Maury situation, or just to leave them, because dealing with two, you know, and I got much respect for you, Queen, but dealing with two penises at one time is just a recipe for disaster, you know, because even if you use the condoms, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. You know, you want one man having your temple, and if that man can't satisfy you, then you need to deal with the part-time brother, because all he's going to do is give you hard dick and bubble gum at the end of the day, and the other man is going to give you stability and love. So, you know, whatever works for you. You know, there's some people out there that want to have a great sex life. I cannot sit here and say that I will be with my man if he didn't put it down. Look, I'll be like, boom, I'm going to have to give you your walking papers. You know, when you signed up for this job, you had to meet a certain requirements, and, you know, your work activity has downgraded. You didn't pass a couple of tests, so we're going to have to go ahead and let you go. Give him a little package, send him on his way. But
I wanted to tell him that, but I'd be so scared to talk to him because he blows up.
Well, if he finds out that somebody else is in your figgy pudding, he's going to whoop your ass. I'm telling you, right?
You should try to have auditions before you get with men. You should audition a few of them and ask them, what do you do? And, you know.
No, you know what you should do? You should have a 30-day trial period. That's what I'm off.
No, I've done all that. It's like when you get with them and then they switch up or they act old. It's like the fire go out quick, and then I'm sitting here looking at them like this is the second day I met you.
Maybe it's something about you period. Maybe you putting the fire. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's you.
Oh.
Nah, I doubt it.
Oh.
I don't believe it's me. It's got to do with him being a workaholic and other stuff.
I'm a workaholic too.
Because that right there, the man is a workaholic. I ain't think, you know, I didn't want to get all up in your business. I'm only going to talk on what you give me. But he working, that's why he can't tap that poutine. Girl, first of all, don't throw your shit down the garbage. This is what you do. That man is working. you get you some of that money, and you get you something to hold on to when he ain't around, and get it popping, get it on and popping. If you got to touch yourself, go get something when he get there. All you got to do, I'm going to tell you how to maybe get this man excited, and this is just in general. Put you some pops on and just naked. And on the table, have some buffalo wings. Look, some buffalo wings and some pumps and some naked ass. I guarantee you will get a bust down that night, because after he finishes busting you down, he can get his buffalo wings and his Corona. It is funny.
What kind of work does he do?
He's like his own like retail store selling a lot of tennis shoes and a little bit of apparel. If he's a workaholic, he shouldn't have time to come home and play a damn video game or run around with his friends. I think he should step up first.
Okay.
Yeah, he should play the video game after he played with you.
I went and sat on his lap while he was playing the game, and he got heated. I pranced around him half naked. He don't say nothing.
Well, there might be something wrong with you, boo boo.
Maybe he living a double life.
Yeah, maybe he got another extension.
That's what I'm talking about. And then when I leave, he gets the crying and stuff.
Where to live in and working all day, come home, play the game, chick fine, chick sexy, she be naked or whatever. But I'm not saying my man's cheating because I'm never wanting, I don't want to do that. Yo, your man's cheating.
Yeah, your man's cheating, man.
And you probably pushed him away.
Has somebody else that has his attention, which is why it's easy to zone out. Because me, when I'm cheating, when I'm doing my thing, it's easy for me to zone out my spouse. It's very, very easy. It's fine. I mean, I may hear you. I may, like, look at you and see you, but physically in your presence, I'm not there. I'm not at all.
Exactly. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
That I was like, I don't
like
either.
Listen, you're a woman. You got your woman's intuition. It never lies
to
you. If it feels like that, that's what it is. Trust me.
Hey, I was like, Mom, he's coming home every night and paying all the bills, and I'm getting paid. I was like, I don't care. But, I mean, setting up horny every day? That's uncalled for.
How you look? You got a picture? I need more visual to actually diagnose this.
She's a very beautiful woman. I know the queen personally, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, for a man to get heated with you sitting on his lap and, you know, ignoring you when you praying to have, I understand he paying the bills or whatever the case may be, but going to get another penis is not the answer.
Mary Kay, can I say I got one thought? You know what you should do, little mama? You should just tell him flat out, look, I'm horny, I want to fuck. If you don't fuck me, I'm going to fuck somebody else. Excuse me for my
life. I did that.
Oh, you did? He ain't say nothing?
He got mad.
Mm-hmm.
I told him he's setting up, acting like a, I don't want to cuss. I said, you acting like a fag. And when I do dress up and go out, he sneaks to wherever I'm at and sit in the corner and watch. Putting tape recorders in the car.
Your situation is totally different. You messing with that 2% of the crazy and deranged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My advice to you, coming from an individual who has messed with a lot of women, I would just walk away. For one, you aren't happy. So if you aren't happy staying with another man that's treating you even worse, it's not going to make you magically wake up tomorrow and be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
just let it all the way go instead of just keep
I'm
being like, I
this.
Love him and I don't know what to do.
Well, there is nothing wrong with sticking around and he'll change that. I mean, that'll be a woman of you.
At the end of the day, the emotional aspect, it can be emotional drain on a woman. We take in so much all the time. We just take it in, and so one day it's released out. So I don't want that to happen to you, Queen. What I would say is while you're in a situation where he's financially backing the home, first of all, God first, family second, career third. That's how you operate. Whatever you're going through right now is for a reason. God is teaching you some stuff because the man that's for you is going to be for you. The physical part of it, sex is a gift. God gave that as a gift to us for to reproduce and to be fruitful and also for a pleasure. It's not for that long. So you need to look at the potatoes of the situation. And that's a lot of times we get caught up on the physical things in our relationships. Oh, he not doing this to me, he ain't doing that to me. But the dude that you're having sex with on the side, he not respecting that temple queen. He not respecting who you are. And the reason why he ain't respecting it, because you ain't respecting it. And I can understand his position, but he does not deserve, you know, to have you in that position. And you shouldn't be shortchanging yourself to neither one of these men.
But honestly,
neither one of them.
I feel like I'm shortchanging myself to the dude that I've been with for a minute. Because the part-time partner, he's coming in taking care of business. Taken care of.
Eh. I mean,
that's a deadly situation.
It's on both sides.
You say your man got tape recorders following the club. You think he don't know you got some other man on the side? That's probably why he don't do nothing.
Well,
that could be another reason why he don't want to do nothing with you.
That's not it. I hardly go out. When I have went like twice, I look up. He's standing back watching.
You communicate. I mean, how is your communication level?
And he's too secretive. I just left him alone. Man, I got dudes just throwing themselves at me. Like, I already know what they want.
This is definitely a heated conversation. We definitely going to get into some of this, but we got to get into the realistic of the situation right here, y'all. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's take a break and get into some music. This is Rock Grizzly right here because I'm black. I want y'all to hear this. This is deep, yo.
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm black. Somebody tell me, what can I do?
I can't find a proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume, it's just a waste of time. I stay submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied variance to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't want to be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shades, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up to date, come in talking proper. Reading with a burn handshake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence to pass any test. Make sure I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know. System knocking rims, everything a standout vehicle. Candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the streets, y'all. Paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket. For me to be riding dirty is just not an option. Cops ride by and see me and make a U-turn. Steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U-turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over. Shorty riding with me in my ear like, see, I told you hands on they burners while they both walking to my car. Get to my window and they staring at me looking hard, asking for my license, registration and insurance card before they even tell me what the hell they pull me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact. Didn't run a stop sign, is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black?
Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Yeah. Is it because I'm black?
Let me know. Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Oh, Lord. Ride with me. Oh. It's an unfair injustice in this world for people like me. When strike being born black, it comes with the territory. Seen it all my years growing up and nothing's really changed. We struggle just to get what we get. The outcome's the same. Some go to school, but some catch a bad break. It's only so much we can live, so much we can take. It starts out with the parents we were born to. New clothes to go to school, some couldn't afford to. Welfare, we grow up with the food stamps and cheap food. Through all this, they telling us to get good grades in school. It's hard when the roaches and the mice eating your leftovers. No heat in the crib, can't wait till you get older. Living in a hood, in the ghetto, that's just how it is. Juveniles trying to survive, catching the early bid. Life is now planned for them, hard to just turn around. Once you in the system, boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and it's because I'm black, the reason why I'm rocking the way that I'm rocking right now. Woman's a Woman Wednesday. My black is beautiful. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on Woman's a Woman Wednesdays. We're going in hard on this topic about love me when I'm leaving and lose me when I'm gone. It's about making that initial step to just say, you know what? Let's move forward. Right here, this milk is spoiled, and ain't no need for me to drink it because I'm going to get the same results. I want to give a big shout-out to my queen, April LaJoy. She posed a question in the chat room. She said, question for the young lady, are they married or just living together? And the next thing is because if they are married, then if they're not married, there really is no point to keep going on with the situation. She can leave if she wants to, but if they are married, she needs to work on pleasing herself first. Once he sees she's not pressed for him, he will find interest again. Are you guys married, Tina?
No, I'm not married.
Yeah, it's an open relationship. So basically, if you see the doodle, stop stepping in it. Point blank. Period. I wouldn't get more doodle. Like, I would walk around the doodle. I like my shoes a lot.
Oh,
yeah. Like Grant, I already split up with him, but we do have a baby. I've been with him for like 5 years, so that's why I was like kind of hard. But now that I'm back out here in Washington, I'm just about to get a degree, and it's gonna help me stay away from him while he's in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense to focus on your career, because a lot of times we get caught up in the other person and forget about ourselves. I don't understand why we do that as women. It's something in us to be very nurtured and very caring and putting ourselves to the back burners, but I'm not going to say I put my family to the back burner. I operate God first, family second, career third. Now, if you're not within that, you're not trying to work on that pattern, I don't know what to tell you, because this is how I keep my balance. So, you know, I can understand that even with just being in a y'all have a child together, y'all not married, there's no commitment there. So focus on your degree, queen. Focus on the, that's why I like that song by Rod Grizzly, Is It Because I'm Black. We got so much more things in the world to be concerned with rather than being in these soft smoking, these lukewarm relationships. If I'm putting in 100, 200% and I see my man ain't doing it, then, you know, I'm basically like on to the next one. I will leave before I go and get with another guy. New Brain, I want to get your comments on the whole situation. I like that you coming out with a joint. You working on a song right now. You haven't given it a topic, but you said something that caught my attention, that women want to have secret lives. And I didn't understand what you were saying, and here it is, having a secret lives. I can't say that I haven't, you know, been out in the mall or out somewhere and seen an attractive guy and looked at him. I think 70% of the time that I do it, when I do, I feel guilty. And if I'm not, you know, doing anything, why do I feel so guilty about it?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, because, you know, I'm in a relationship trying to work on it, and my lady has a double life. She wants to have her own private things and, you know, be around things like that. I'm in the mafia of the women. I mean, it's just a natural human instinct. We are born sinners. Our flesh is of sin. We're always going to be sinners, no matter how what level of Christianity or religion we are at. And it's just a natural instinct. So it's. I mean, we all feel bad, because that's the person in your heart that makes you feel like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. But your flesh doesn't know that. Your flesh is always going to get aroused by something that it likes. You just have the eyes and the mind to know, hey, my flesh likes this, but your heart, the person you are, is telling you, I can't do that.
And you know what, me and the queen, April, was saying earlier today, like, your exes will make you appreciate your new person. So, I mean, my ex, from what I went through with my ex to where I'm at now, like, I do have a grown-ass man. I wish I'm thinking, I honestly feel like I should have did this a long time ago, but it just wasn't my time. But the way he treat me now, the things that he do, the way we speak to each other, even every morning, there has not been a morning since me and this man been together, living together, that he does not say good morning. And it's a small thing like that. Good morning, baby. Even with our crusty, stinky breaths, it's good morning. You want some coffee, you want orange juices, vice versa. We take turns with the boy getting him to the bus stop. A relationship is a machine. It's a machine. You know, you got to make sure you got all the updated parts so it won't break down. You got to make sure the data is up on it, the communication, which is the data. You got to make sure, you know, from time to time you show it off, show other people. I love talking about how good my man is. You know, I'm not going, we all women, we know the rules. Don't entertain a female in your house around your man. But I don't really have a problem with that with my dude. If he step outside of our relationship and disrespect it, then he knew what he was up facing. He knew it was a gamble that he was going to lose me. But any woman that I chill around with and bring my man around with, she has to have a man. That's just how
exactly.
I feel. You got to have a man. And not just you got to have a man, I got to see that y'all love each other. Because you got people out there that's just with each other to be with each other. Yeah, I'm with him. They should just have a shirt that says, I'm with her. I'm with him. But where's the love? That's important for me to see. Very important for me to see. Because when we go out and we doing things together, you know, we going out and we taking a little, you know, if we go to the city or... You know, if we do, like, family stuff with the kids or we going out to dinner or whatever the case may be, ain't nothing like bringing a couple with you and they arguing. That's embarrassing. Or they in the club arguing. And even when getting stalked in the club by your own man, that's funny. I'm sorry, how your own dude stalk you in the club. That's when you, like, look, I know you love me. Let's just stop playing. Let's just stop playing. Let's talk about repair. Repairing, you guys. Every relationship is different, and no relationship is perfect. But repairing, even with your mate having a secret life, even with your mate not paying no mind to you, even with you breaking up with your mate, prayer, spiritual loving, spiritual food, spiritual feeding in that relationship. How can we have anything if we don't take what we have to the Lord first and let him do his will? There's nothing like a mate that pray with you. Ain't nothing like a mate that pray over you. Ain't nothing like, you know, you getting into a little heated argument with your situation. And how about your girl turn around to you and say, you know what, babe, I ain't got to argue with you. I'm going to let the Lord take care of your attitude because I love you anyway. That'll shut the whole situation down. You ain't even got to fight no more. Like, she took it to the Lord.
Wow. Then you love me anyway? Wow.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. That's actually a good thing. Sometimes, I don't know, and I got to ask the guys, sis, and even those who listen in the chat room, like sometimes women like to start arguments to have makeup sex or for us, for y'all to chase us a little bit. We want to see, we weird, we want to see if y'all would, how much y'all love us, and will you fight or will you, you know, go an extra mile to keep us together. Do men do that? Will y'all pick an argument with your chick to see if she won? You know, fight for what y'all have?
I do it a different way.
You do it a different way? How you do it?
Let me see if I can put the words. I can't even start to explain what says I'm going to get mad, but I get angry at it. I give, for example, I'm jealous, raging, because children involved. I don't really care about, you know, what she's doing in her private life. But if it's coming to my attention and being around, push the buttons. I'm going to bring out the sexual. I'm going to tell her, you did it, you did that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
So wait a minute, you just started accusing me, like, I know you did it. I know you was with such and such. I know you over there giving him the my biggie pudding.
Yeah, my best. I did it. Nah.
Oh, wow. Now she got to get calm you down and explain to you, like, baby, what is wrong with you? I'm not doing that. I was just with my girlfriends. Like, what is your problem?
Now she got the numbers. Dude on the phone.
Raymond, you breaking up real. You still pixelating. You breaking up real bad. I'm gonna try to fix your mic in a second. We gonna go to some music because that's funny as hell. You just started accusing her out of nowhere. I know you was over there with that dude. I know you was over there dropping it like it's hot, doing them special things you do to me.
She was doing it.
That's something to testify about, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place with tears, they trying to take everything except the kids, but yeah, she been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The court awaited as the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears, and smeared makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queenpin.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 you're tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call
Mary Kay, 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 the beef, the beef, the beef, the beef, the beef.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Woman's Woman's Wednesday, and we're talking about refreshing and repairing those relationships. If you out, be gone. If you in a relationship and it's extra drama and you're not married, you should have been gone a long time ago. If it gets to the point that you got to get you something on the side, you got to get you something, you got to have something on the left and something on the right, it's time to go because you shorten yourself both ways. But let's get into this hot mess news right here. First of all, rest in peace to Nate Dogg. I love Nate Dogg. But I'm sad to hear and see what's been posted that Nate Dogg's California home foreclosed 2 days after his death. His home was foreclosed 2 days after his death. And one of the reasons why I brought up this story, because I have to, it's always meat and potatoes on Diva Spot Radio, but financial situations are very important. Let me just read this story really fast. It says, shortly after Nate Dogg unexpectedly passed away last month, his financial troubles came around full circle. According to TMZ, the G-Funk pioneer home was foreclosed upon just 2 days after he died from stroke complications. After he and his family failed to make mortgage payments on his house in California, the 41-year-old, whose real name is Nate Daniel Hell, had lapsed on his monthly payments to the point of $500,924, with reports claiming that he hadn't paid since December 2010. Accounts from neighbors show he had been living in his Panama home for about a year and a half, but used to write and record music in his residence and entertain guests, including Snoop Dogg and Pharrell Williams, most definitely. It said the smooth voice sooner passed away on March 15, several years after suffering from multiple strokes. The cause of his death was a tribute to complications with the strokes, which left him with memory loss and the ability to speak. Several memorials and tributes has been held since his past, including a public funeral in Long Beach last month on a memorial benefit hosted by DJ Quick. Wow. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. But the financial situation, y'all, let's not get too caught up in the situation. And 111, I see you. I'm about to get to you. But let's not get too caught up. We can get caught up with our relationships and everything that's going on, that we have to take care of these finances. Let's go to the hotlines to get to love. You're now tuning in live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Holla at us. Your line is open, block caller.
I'm so sorry. Cool. How you doing, Miss Ebony?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the show, queen.
How you doing? I'm just calling to see.
Oh, I'm good. We talking about the topics we were just talking about. Nate Dogg and his passing. Nate Dogg, 2 days after Nate Dogg passed away, his house was put up in foreclosure.
I was listening.
Yeah, it's very unfortunately and sad that that happened. But my people, we have to get our finances in order.
You are right, because they'll leave the debt on your family members, on your kids. You're definitely right. That's because we're dead don't mean that we don't have no bills.
Exactly. Just because we're dead does not mean that we don't have no bills, and they leave it on their family members, and they leave it on the kids, and now the bill collectors are calling the home, harassing your family. And in the morning time, nobody wants to get calls from a bill collector when they're mourning.
No,
I mean,
that's not cool.
Yeah, just imagine a, you know, a bill collector calling. Yes, when I speak to Ms. Diva, she died today. What you want? They're like, well,
that bill money. I don't care. She's dead. I want my money.
That's right. Well, when you are you the one that's responsible for her stuff? I need my money. You use my services, and you got cold-hearted people out there, but. Let's talk about finances. First of all, having a savings. 60-40 on everything that we do, y'all. 60-40. 60 going to the house and everything that you got to take care of, and 40% of it in the bank. When you get your checks on Fridays, when you get your check on the 1st or the 15th, whatever, do a 60-40. I guarantee you it will help you out by the next month. You will have some extra funds to do a little something later. You know, and it makes sense. One thing I do with my bank account is my bank, I make sure they take $25 out of my check-ins on the 3rd of each month and put it in my savings.
Okay.
Now, it's automatically coming out. I think it's a bill, but it is a bill. It's a savings bill.
You're right.
So,
you're right about that.
You know, because of the past, understand your past money management problems before. Accept them, deal with them, and then go to your bank when you open up your account. Say, look, I need to see a financial advisor and talk about the money that I got in coming in and how I can save some. Rather if it's $5, y'all, keep something in the bank, because when these kids in these upper, in these suburban areas, these kids are going off to college because they was born into trust funds.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to struggle. They had a trust fund since they was a baby. So
because
they
family, yep, they family is thinking for the long term.
Yes, their family is thinking for the long term. So we have to think for the long term, and we got to start now. Spending unnecessary money. That's another thing. Oh, I got to go get me a new pair of shoes. I gotta get my nails done, my hair done, my everything done.
My eyelashes done. You're right. You're right about that.
Exactly. I need a doobie when you don't. Get cleans. Try to get back to the natural state of things for the next 60 days. I mean, it may sound like it's torture and horror, but
you gotta sacrifice.
You
gotta sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice. Men, you got to sacrifice. Why you need a 60-inch screen in your house and your wall ain't nothing but 40 inches long? I got a projector.
Ignorant.
Yes. I have a projector. I went and I thought about the smart way. I paid $44 for my projector. That gave me about 40 to 47 inches of video. I can plug my Wii to it, my DVD player to it, my cable box to it. I don't need to go out and buy a 4400 flat screen TV when it's a possibility it could fall and break when I got my projector. It made sense to me, baby.
You always made sense. This is a good friend of yours. You don't even know who you're talking to, but I had to call in to see what your show was about.
You're right. I don't know who I'm talking to.
This is Alicia from 13th Street, Ebony.
Hey, Liz.
How you doing?
I'm good. That's because you blocked your number, but it's all right. You want
to? I didn't know if it was a because the first post you put, you left one of the digits out. So I said, let me try it, and then I checked it again. I said, okay, it's real. But next time I'll be calling unblocked. You'll see Alicia Smith.
Hey, boo. Oh, I love it. I miss you, boo. I miss the
I miss you,
but
too.
I know I'm too.
Let me support. That's why I say you always got something good up your sleeve or trying to help out or do something. God bless you.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you, queen.
Same here.
That's my queen. She always kept me on point. She always gave me a real piece of knowledge. Like, she didn't really just let me just talk about nothing. Like, I
love
it when I run into queens. Yeah, that don't just let you talk in BS, basically, about a whole bunch of nothing. She going to put you in your place. If I'm talking some bull, she going to be like, come on now, Ev. That don't
and
make
same
sense.
Here. Yeah, we got to have black scissors be on one another and let each other know what's the real deal.
Yes. I mean,
you always did that.
Look, girl, I told you, I'm going to the top. Ain't no, and there is no way that I'm going to pump my brakes. Me being over here on the West Coast has opened my eyes to a lot of things, and now I'm living the life that I've been thinking about living or imagining is so much further to go. But just
I hear
you
that
know,
you always strive for the top, and I wish you the best of all best. And Makai, how he's doing? He love it over there?
Makai loves it over here. He's doing his thing. He enjoys going to school. His reading level is up times three from
over here in the East Coast. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he started from November to now. He was doing three-letter words, and now he's doing five-letter words. For the last month and 2 weeks, he ain't got nothing less than a 90% on spelling test.
Okay, Makai, he's going to be telling you how to budget your finances in a couple of years. Go ahead, Makai.
Yeah, I'm investing into Makai. Makai's a builder, so, you know, I think we're going to do Boy Scout this year so he can be a contractor later on to build his mama's house.
You're right. That's right. Entrepreneurs start early because my sister told me her boss brings his daughter in and teaches her how to run a company. Us as black folks need to learn how to teach our children entrepreneurship as a young minor. And you're going to teach him the right way. He's going to want to be a boss. He's going to be the best boss, too.
Oh, yes, he is. And he's going to be a humble boss at that. Ain't nothing like running into a humble boss. We definitely going to have a show on that. Queen, I'm an inbox my cell phone number to you so you can give me a call. We have came to the end of the show, you guys. I have to give a big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in. Big shout-out to the Queen, April LaJoy, for coming on the show today with her Grown Woman's Collection. If you want to check out that nice Grown Woman's Collection that she got, all you got to do is go on Facebook and put in Grown Woman's Collection. It's going to pop up. You can holler at the Queen ASAP to get them pieces. Also, big shout-out to Genius, Y.B. Big shout-out to Alicia. Big shout-out to everybody that was in the chat room and everybody that was on the line tonight. Tomorrow is Feed the Wolves Thursday. Y'all know how I do. Check me out on the Facebook. Follow me, Diva Mary Kay. Google me, Diva Mary Kay. I'm everywhere. Y'all
yes,
keep
she
God
is.
First. Y'all keep God first. Family second and career third. I'm going to go ahead and go in and take it to Jersey. I'm going to go out with a banger. I love my Arsenal. Let me see where it's at.
Okay. Arsenal
Let
up,
me see.
Up, up.
Arsenal up, up, up. We didn't got
Nork, stand up.
Nork, stand up, yo. Oh, man, where he at? DJ Tim Dollar. I'm going to get DJ Tim Dollar to come on my show. Here he is. Y'all, let's get into it. I'm out, man.
Oh, 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 oh. This is the swinging 5-4 stop sway message. Hold that shit. Hold that shit.